any military veterans or active duty right now, make some noise.
Yeah!
First off, thank you for serving your country. Secondly, I'm going to ask you to continue to serve your country in a capacity as a marijuana activist from this day forward. And one man who is doing this in spades is my friend here, Jeremiah Looney. Jeremiah Looney both served his country, became a marijuana activist, and then decided he was going to run for mayor of his city. And it's looking like he might just win. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my friend, Jeremiah Looney.
That's a lot of people.
All right, my name's Jeremiah. I'm medically separated. Hello? Hello? All right. I'm medically separated from the United States Army for PTSD and degeneration of the spine. When I got out of the military, I was in the VA's care, taking upwards of 30 pills a day from methadone to Seroquel. And those pills, they were terrible. I was every hour taking something else that kept me on the couch. And one day I decided that I wanted to kill myself. And I turned to cannabis then. And within 6 months of smoking it, I realized that it wasn't that bad. You know, I could talk about what I'd been through. And it saved my life and changed it immensely. And now I want to help bring this medicine to everyone. And to do that, we all have to stand up and speak out. We all have to tell our stories. Like Sean said, currently in White Right, Texas, it's 80 miles north of here, about 1,700 people. I'm running for mayor, and the last day of the election's today. We'll find out about 9 o'clock tonight if I win. And we need to make sure that we're running for office. We're the only ones that can change it. Run for city council. If you can, run for mayor. Find a precinct. Some seats are vacant. You know, find where you can get your foot in the door. Start going to your council meetings and drive your towns in the right direction. We have to change people's perception of us, and that's tough. We're going to have to step up and really put ourselves out there. Tell them respectively that we use, and it's none of their business. So make sure this next legislative session to vote, to look into the bills that are being drawn and being passed, and meet with your reps, write them letters, call them, try to get in their office, and be respectable to even the ones you don't want to vote for. Be respectable to all of them. The unexamined life is not worth living. You got to get out and tell everybody what you're doing. Don't stay in the house and just pray for it to be legal. Spread the message. And to all the veterans out there, a J a day keeps the VA away.
Hell yes.